Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Brad Hart. Brad, you are the founder and CEO of Optimus. You're found on the web at buildwithoptimus.com. Brad, it's great to have you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Josh, and it's great to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, hey, before we get going talking about your superpowers, what you do, you know, always love finding out what leaders are into when they're not at work. And I understand you've been reading a book that you enjoy.
Yeah. And this is kind of out of left field. So there's a comedian called Louis C.K. who got in a global amount of trouble, like Pee Wee Herman level amount of trouble a few years ago. And he made this really funny joke. He's like, I went to the airport and I tried to get away from my life. The problem was every single flight landed on Earth. So there was nowhere else to go. Maybe Elon will solve that for him. But anyway, he's a very funny stand-up comedian. He wrote a book recently. It's a fiction book about a boy who's literally grown up on a farm his whole life. And his mother, like the farm is dying and his father leaves. And his mother's like, go out in the world and figure it out. And he does. And it's a wild ride. I just read it. It's called Ingram. And yeah, it hit me. It hit me deep. I like it. He's pretty talented as a writer. It's a great first effort for a novelist. So Ingram.
Yeah. So and the premise is what?
So he's like a young boy. He's maybe 10 years old and you know, he's been on this farm his whole life and, you know, feeding and tending to animals. And then all of a sudden everything goes south. They foreclose on the farm. They slaughter all the animals. His father gets on the horse and leaves without any preamble. The mother's like, hey, you're going to die here. You got to go figure it out. And I can't help you. So he just goes out into the world and he starts walking. And it's just a wild ride. You gotta read it. It's
interesting.
It's
okay.
Nuts.
I just added it to my cart. I'm going to check it out. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's a little dark, but it's kind of dark in a way that's like refreshing. It's like, you know, there's an old saying, if everybody put their problems in a circle, everybody would want their own problems back. It's one of those, you know, it kind of makes you realize that maybe your problems aren't so bad.
great saying too. All right, Brad, love to hear what you do with Optimus. Just share with us what your superpowers are.
Yeah, thank you. So historically, I've always built mastermind groups and been a part of them. I've joined over 100. I've written 2 books on the subject. I have launched 25 all over the world, 43 states, 27 countries I've been to now. Doing masterminds. I love them because they're a great way to get paid to learn and connect with amazing people. So Optimus is the latest version of that. So every time I kind of want to get into a rabbit hole on something, I start with a mastermind because it's, you know, again, they take better notes, they ask better questions, you build partnerships and you gain knowledge faster. So if I want to learn crypto, if I want to learn e-com, if I want to learn whatever, start a mastermind, get paid to do it. This one is for AI. I started it a year ago. We've got 32 businesses now representing over $200 million in revenue. Some really amazing people. At the last event, we installed our first operating system, which is a collection of all the tools we've been building. So we've built about 30 plus AI tools for, you know, SMBs to enterprise. SMBs are like 70% of the economy. So it's really close to my heart. Like that's where innovation comes from. That's where a lot of the, you know, the real workforce in America comes from. So it's near and dear to me. I want to serve these people. I want to get them AI ready, because if you're not implementing AI in 2025, by 2030, you won't have a business. I don't care if you're in digital. I don't care if you're in physical. You know, the AI and robotics is coming for you and you got to be ready for it. You got to lead it. So, you know, Optimus is really right for those visionary leaders that want to, you know, lead AI and not follow it, and lead robotics and not follow it. And they want to do it today and not wait for it to happen to them. Right. We've seen a hollowing out of the economy. And I think a lot of that's because people are being replaced by automation. So we want to make that easy for people to transition into that.
Yeah. So obviously masterminds is something that you've become quite known for. So what would be, and let's say someone was a part of a mastermind and it wasn't really fruitful for them. What are some reasons why a mastermind or someone who calls something a mastermind might not actually deliver, or where do you see masterminds kind of like, yeah, well, who'd want to join that one?
Yeah, and there's a lot of junk out there. So I get this question all the time. And I think it comes down to three things. It's the three R's. So that's results, relationships, and recreation. The reason people join masterminds are for one or all of those things, right? And we've all been a part of mastermind where you go to the mastermind and there's like really smart people doing really cool stuff, and they're making a lot of money, but it's kind of like, you know, they're autistically competitive. You kind of want to take a shower after you talk to them. And you're just not like, you don't feel a sense of community there. So that's one thing. So you're getting results, but not relationships. Or on the other hand, you've been a part of a mastermind maybe where you go and you're like, hey, I kind of like these people, but we're all so scattered and doing different things and just we're not really getting any work done. And if I have to have another conversation about a cold plunge, I'm going to go jump out that window over there. You know, we've all been a part of that mastermind. And then there's just masterminds where it's like all work and no play makes Brad a dull boy, and that's just no fun. So you want to have the results, you want to have the relationships, you want to have the recreation. Why those things? Well, I think relationships are more valuable than money. And the reason being is because you can take a relationship at the right time and build $1 trillion in value. Larry and Sergey at Google, you know, Bill and Steve at Microsoft, Steve and Steve at Apple. Like, but you can't take that $1 trillion and then go recreate that relationship at that time. So I'm always building relationships, and masterminds are a great way to curate relationships because the hardest thing in the world is to meet great people. It's really hard. And I don't think it's getting easier with more apps. It's actually getting harder because we're all so busy, we're all so scattered. And masterminds give you that opportunity to come back to center, back to source, and actually be in a room with people who are curated by somebody who cares. And that's the value the mastermind provides. So as long as the leader of the mastermind is hitting all three of those marks and bringing in the right people, and it all works. Like, there's some really great examples. Like, I'm an AI mentor for Four Rooms. Optimus is a great example. There's multiple examples of like people doing it right. Flight Club's another great one. Been a top affiliate there for a long time and referral partner. You know, I think where most people miss the mark is they miss one of those three things.
To bridge the two things that you've been talking about here, I think particularly in an age or an era now where you know, we may have gone to and worked with a professional and worked human to human to get answers to questions we have. Obviously, we all have access to AI who can seemingly, what can seemingly provide, you know, instant information and help us with planning and help us with, you know, doing a lot of the work that humans used to do. But the downside of that is it's not human. And so I'm curious about your take on, let's project this out just a little bit. If we become more and more and more dependent on this artificial intelligence, if we don't prioritize human connection, what is the cost to that, especially for someone that's a business leader?
Yeah, and I have no idea what's going to happen in 10 years. You know, I try to think in terms of what's not going to change. Like, people are still going to need a place to live. They're still going to eat. They're still going to have curated communities. Like, those things will probably stay the same. Everything else is up for grabs. Like, we're literally moving through a period of everything up until this point was predicated on scarcity economics, and now everything will be predicated on abundance economics. But in the middle, it's going to be really messy. So it like when you zoom out, it's too hard to predict. But what I predict for the short term is that AI is actually not human. And it's not wise, and it doesn't have experience, taste, and discretion. It doesn't have all the things that make humans creative. It's just a really effective prediction machine with a lot of data to train it. That's all it is. So when you break it down to that, it's like a really helpful tool which can make a great person go 10 times faster, but it can't replace what a human can do that makes a human uniquely human. Will that be true forever? I have no idea. But this idea of like, oh, it's going to take over the world and generalized AI, and it's going to break all these systems, it's not that smart yet, really. It could get there, but it's not there yet. I think where it really gets interesting is when AI has hands and legs and walks around and is in your home. I just bought a robot 2 weeks ago that's going to be delivered next year. That's supposed to do some chores around the house and things. But even that, it's going to require a human to operate to train it hundreds of times before it can actually do the task that it wants to do. So all these things are happening. They're happening fast in the relative scheme of humanity, but they're not happening overnight, you know. And I think your relationship to it is really a question, to get back to your earlier question, is like, if you're ignoring the human beauty, you're missing most of the value. And I would say maybe AI could provide 5 to 10% of the value, but it's still mostly the human that's driving it.
I love your take on that. I have seen and I have felt, you know, and I think sometimes already as leaders, you know, they always say, you know, it's lonely at the top. That's can be true. And particularly for leaders that might be working from home by themselves in terms of like, you know, physical proximity to other humans. There's another layer of loneliness. So there's, you know, kind of the job description. Sometimes there's not enough people to kind of share the things that you're struggling with. And you're like, oh, I can't tell my team about that one. And I certainly am not going to post about that. My mom's not going to understand. I really can't vent about this a whole lot to my spouse or my family. They don't really get it. And so, you know, where else do you find like that trusted confidant? Because I think a lot of this is, you know, especially like if it's a some sort of like an emotional burden, and it might be complicated from a business perspective, but
you're asking for a friend, right, Josh?
No, listen, I am not asking for a friend. I'm asking for me because I
That's
know
fair.
This
I appreciate
dynamic.
It.
I absolutely know this dynamic. And I also know the value of temporarily sharing that yoke with another human. Like, again, AI is great because it can give you great ideas and it can replicate, you know, compassion or whatever. But, you know, does that scratch that itch of I have a burden and I just need to talk with another business owner about the fact that, you know, I'm struggling to make payroll and here I am supposed to be the successful leader and you feel all alone, like you're the only person in the world that's dealing with that problem. Surprise, you're not. And you just need to get in the right rooms with the right people so you can learn, you know what? You're not so alone.
Yeah. And I think it's a yes and no. I think the yes is, A, I can talk to you 24/7. I don't have to call anybody and wake them up at 3 a.m. unless there's a true emergency. I like it. I like it about that. I've had AI talk me off the ledge. I've had AI help me go back to sleep in the middle of the night just because I could vent and it could talk back to me and it was helpful. All those things are true. And, you know, I think there's value in having a real human that's been through the thing. I wouldn't go to some schmuck on the street who's never been through the thing I'm trying to go through and ask him about it. It's not valuable. It's not helpful. But I also wouldn't go and dump all my darkest secrets on one person either.
I think
there's value in compartmentalizing with people and with AI, the things that are most relevant to that person that's their strength. So like, what are the things that people deal with? They deal with debt, divorce, health, bankruptcy issues. They deal with, you know, but relational issues, they deal with illness and health issues. Like, go and find those people within your mastermind who have dealt with that thing. You know, they've had problems with their kid. You know, if my kids ever, God forbid, turn into fucking sociopaths and start hitting me and getting arrested and doing drugs all the time, I know exactly who to call because I know exactly who's been through that. Thank God. You know, like, I've never been through that. Hopefully I never do. But it's like when something really terrible goes wrong, just by sheer fact of like, I know the right people that have been through it and solved it and come out the other end, I can immediately call them and get the perspective. AI does not have their perspective unless they train it to have their perspective. And that's not a widely understood thing. It's like, information is cheap. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. Wisdom, again, is not.
A few groups of people that I, in my experience, feel are particularly vulnerable to, you know, again, I think it's been, you know, the loneliness epidemic has been talked about with our kids. But also I see men, particularly, you know, when they get, you know, along, you know, get in their 40s or whatever, I can say from my own experience, it is far too challenging to get together with my other guy friends. I don't know why that's the case. I wish, you know, and it really takes a concerted effort. And I know that if I don't make that investment in those relationships, it has a cost on me. Social media, again, has some value in connection, right? But, you know, it's like you know, it kind of add that plus, you know, the fact that, you know, what we do might be fairly unique in the world. And it's, again, it's the cure. You know, the cure to the, if someone is, you know, maybe not, let me just ask you this way, you know, maybe with that preface there, when someone might be feeling down, they might be feeling anxiety. I don't know what it is, right? But what are the symptoms of someone who actually might be experiencing loneliness in your experience that a mastermind may be able to help heal that?
Yeah, there's things that happen to us and there's the stories we make up about them. It's the first thing they teach at Landmark. So the story of loneliness, the story of being isolated, the story of whatever, like I've spent some of the best times of my life alone. And at the same time, I've had periods of my life where I was miserable being alone. I couldn't be alone. I couldn't handle it. And they're different and they're both equally valuable and they teach you different lessons. So I'm not going to just label on the surface what those are, because I believe you can get value from everything in life. Life is an experience about getting value from your experience, right? That's the purpose of life, is to live it, right?
Very
But to answer
zen.
your question more specifically, I think when you join a mastermind or a curated group of individuals who are all at that level, they didn't get there on accident. They're not making 8, 9, 10 figures. They're not growing their family and their business. They're not growing their communities. They're not being leaders in their communities on accident. They didn't luck into it. They made a series of concerted efforts to build habits over time that produce that result. And those types of people are rare, and they're interesting, and they create capacity within you and within them to hold something bigger than what you could be held by technologically or on social media. Like, social media has kind of blurred the lines between business and personal. And it's really valuable to have a fucking slot machine in your pocket. I hope I can curse. I apologize. But it's a slot machine in your pocket that maybe gives you a hit of dopamine and maybe doesn't. It maybe gives you money and maybe it doesn't. And maybe it brings the next great person in your life and maybe it doesn't. It's like, it's a really dangerous game to play, especially when that's the only game you're playing. But if you have like a real community, like my friends and I, Dr. Anthony Balduzzi has a beautiful cabin that his family owns. We go out there, it's out by the New Mexico border. 3, 4 times a year, we just hang out with the boys. And it's like completely off grid. And there's elk and there's fish and there's hiking and there's all this stuff. And it's like we make a point to prioritize that. And if we hung out every week, we'd probably hate each other. But like 3 times a year is about right. 3 times a year for a mastermind is about right. And then you can have touch points throughout the year. You can go on a hike, you can do this, you can go to lunch, whatever, dinner, brunch. But it's like if you don't have any of that, you're going to have a real problem, because you're only going to go on social media and you're only going to see the highlight reel and you're only going to see the algorithm. You're only going to see rage porn or whatever you're going to see out there. And that's going to distort your view of reality. Humans were meant to be in community. We cannot survive without each other. We've just used money and social media and tech as like a proxy for what we used to do as small, tight-knit communities, how we evolved. And we don't have the capacity to hold every single problem that's happening with a microscope on it all day long, 24/7. It will literally kill us. So people who are experiencing loneliness, I think they just need to get off of their whatever and maybe go out and be with a person or a set of people, a community, a group, whatever. And I'm not saying you have to join a mastermind. Maybe that's not right for you. But if you are a business owner, that's a really good place to meet other business owners who are going through it. And then you can cross-pollinate ideas on how they handle their struggles with you, as well as the wins and what's working. And, like, dude, it's like seeing the future. I saw Bitcoin at 5 cents because it was a part of a mastermind. I was in Ethereum at $8. I was building businesses and e-com and selling corporations and like doing all these cool things as a result of being part of a mastermind, launching a hedge fund, having 106% year. Like, I couldn't have done any of that without a mastermind group. I really believe in it. And insert community or whatever you want to call it then. Like, the founding fathers who built America and said F you to the British and signed a document and put their lives and money on the line were 52 business owners and landowners that had a mastermind group. Essentially, like, that changed the world, man. That's been pretty good so far. We're all beneficiaries of that. So don't ever underestimate what can be done with a group of curated people. That's all that's ever changed history, not individuals.
Brad, your website, buildwithoptimist.com. To our friends that are listening, what are the next steps if here? If they want to learn a little bit more about how your program works, where would you recommend they go?
Yeah, so that's a great place to start. It kind of gives you the gist. It's more of a sales page, just to be fair. But it'll give you testimonials. You don't have to hear from me. You can hear from my actual clients. We've been
Like our
running this for
mutual
about a
friend
year now.
Kyle.
Yeah, there's a bunch of great people there. Yeah, you can get some training on there. You can get some updates and go ahead and jump in. And if you think it's the right fit, we can talk to the team and get you in there. And we're doing our next event in January. This is November 2025. We do them 3 times a year, and then we have weekly calls and support, and we build tools. And we're launching a platform, which is pretty insane. Like, connect your whole stack via API, talk to it with natural language, and execute commands, workflows, and automations without ever touching a line of code or a code editor. It's pretty wild. So, like, that's where we're going. That'll be live in January. We're already live on our alpha version on our clients' machines. So they're loving it. They're eating it up. They're excited. They're raving about it.
Brad Hart, again, founder of Optimus. Your website, again, join or build with optimus.com. Brad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Josh. It's been a pleasure. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, This show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your PodVerified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.